Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Today's devotion is based on the words of Jesus from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 28. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Paul was enjoying his ride across the Central Plains. The road was long and straight. The weather was glorious. Even the traffic was lighter than normal. Nothing could have been better. Paul's trip suddenly came to an abrupt stop. In back of his car were flashing red and blue lights. Slowly he pulled over, expecting the patrol car to pass him. Much to his dismay, the officer slowed and motioned him to pull over. Paul was shocked. He was even more surprised when the officer asked him, "Didn't you see the speed limit sign?" Paul had completely missed the sign. After he received a ticket and a warning from the officer, Paul paid more careful attention to the signs. Paul's experience helps me understand what Jesus was telling his disciples. When he said there will be signs, his lesson was simple. You need to watch them. You need to watch the signs. In love, my Savior has given signs to prepare me for his coming. Each one alerts me to the fact he is closer than the previous day. This is why I need to pay careful attention to the signs. Not only do they warn me of challenging times ahead, they also comfort me with the assurance of my redemption. My Lord has not abandoned me in this world. He is always with me, and he wants me to be confident and at peace. In spite of the problems which swarm and circle around me, he gives me every reason to trust him and rely on his blessing. I can have this confidence because he has redeemed me. He has paid the price for my forgiveness. He has also paid the price to release me from the fear of death and the guilt of sin. Even more important, he has redeemed me so I can be his forever. This is why I want to be ready for his return. I long to be with the Lord and live with him in his glory. This is why I watch the signs now. O gracious Savior, you have released me from the fear of death in the grave. You have also released me from the tyranny of the devil. Because you have redeemed me by your shed blood, lead me to live every day watching the signs and waiting for your glorious return. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.